What we're going to talk about today is Orcs and Men. Tell me a little bit about, this is not your regular RPG. Tell me a little bit about the way that this differs from what regular RPG fans would expect.
Okay, so actually, yeah, we've got two things which are original in these games. First one is you're going to play two heroes at the same time, so it's a kind of a dual RPG with two heroes which are very different from one to the other, a big orc and a small goblins, and which actually puts you which is in the fantasy universe and put you in the, you know, kind of reverse situation where most of the time you're playing the good guys, which are the humans and the paladins with shiny armors. And here we're in a much darker and more mature universe where you're actually playing guys which are not the nice guys and which are not actually the humans. You're the orcs and you're the goblins. So it's very different from what we used to see in fantasy and in a role-playing game in general.
Now, when you think of orcs, obviously you think of excessive fighting and their size. Does that play a really big part in this game?
Not so much, actually. At times, I'd really like to focus on story and really bring a great and exciting story with twists and revelation and, you know, something that really makes you want to finish the game. For us, it's a story. So dialogues and quests actually have a big impact of the game as well. And regarding combat, even though you're playing a massive orc, it's not that fighting and action-y. It's more like old-school RPG where you're more like tactical combat. It looks like action, but you can actually define orders and give AI to your you know, as your partners, the one you're not playing, and switch from one character to the other. So as actually there's several action aspects, but as well strategic and tactical aspects in the combat system.
Okay, now you were saying now in the beginning of this game, it's the war has just happened. I would imagine it's kind of caused a bit of chaos around the environment. Tell us a bit about what the world is going to look like for someone who's just put in the game.
Okay, so yeah, if you're right. As you start the game, you actually the world is getting out of the very long war, 25 years long war against human against the orcs, and the orcs have lost the war, and now the human have decided that the best way to prevent any further war in the past was to kill every single orcs and goblins. You know, no goblins, no orcs, no war. And that's a simple thought for humans. But you're an orc, so it's not really pleasing for you. And most of your race has been wiped out. And there are a few orcs and goblins left, but the genocide is on its way. And so your mission will be to try to find this human emperor, which is the one which has started this genocide scenario, and kill him to try to prevent this and stop this genocide.
Okay, and now you mentioned briefly that you do play as two different characters. Tell me about the way the two different characters will play out. I would imagine one being much larger and the other one probably more agile.
Yeah.
How does gameplay differ between the two?
Okay, yeah, that's exactly the idea. We've got this massive orc, which is 8 feet tall, and which is very strong and very good for taking damage. And on the other end, we've got this goblin, which is more sneaky and dodgy and cheating, which has lots of tricks up his sleeves, and which is very good for, you know, getting out of nasty situation or taking out isolated foes. But there is not only combat, like I said, dialogue is an important part. And you can also use your characters in dialogues by choosing which of them is going to answer where you are talking to someone. And since they both have their style, the conversation and the quest are going to resolve in different manners depending on who you decide to let answer.
And does that affect the end results of the storyline?
Actually, we have one beginning and one ending only, but we have lots of different ways to get to it. One important point in this game as well is the combination between the orc and the goblins, and like I said, it's giving a bit more light tone to the universe, which is already very dark and grim, where you can actually combine your orc and your goblin and several features of the game, like your orc can grab your goblin and send him away between behind enemy lines, or to you know, get to archer or crossbowmen that will be hidden balconies. You can use one to wake up the other when they fall in combat, and lots of gameplay that brings, you know, really good synergy between the orc and the goblin in combat.
Is it an open world game?
No, it's not really open world. We used to compare this more to Witcher games, where you get to a kind of hub where you've got lots of side missions and the main quest, and you can do it in the order you want, and then you move to the next chapter, and there is five massive chapters in the game. So it's a bit more linear, actually.
Tell me a bit more about the kind of side missions that the players will be looking into.
We spend lots of time designing side missions that are 100% connected to the main story, which is something very important for us. we're a bit sad of this kind of, we think it's kind of MMO-ish quest where, you know, you need to find 5 chicken or bring 3 wealth pots and this kind of stuff. And, you know, it does not really refine the story and it's not really implicating the player in the game. So we really had, we don't have so much secondary quests, but each of them are actually quite long and quite engaging. And they're all story quests, which are connected to the main quest and which will have an impact. Whether you actually choose to do it or them, it will have an impact on the main quest.
And when is it due?
It's due to release in September, October. So the final date is not announced yet, of this year, obviously.
Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us.
Sure, welcome.